The march progressed from Pilar to Abukai, and then trickled out of Bataan province. All along the winding route, the Philippine people showed their sympathies in countless ways. As devout Spanish Catholics, intimately familiar with passion plays and the pilgrimage traditions of the penitentes, many of the Filipinos saw in the death march the quality of a tragic passage reminiscent of Christ's progress to Calvary through the stations of the cross. In doorways and half-shuttered windows, women could be seen openly weeping. Peasants lined the sides of the roads, flashing V-signs and offering bottles of water or cool, moist rags. Little boys would toss dried mango or sugarcane candy at the staggering prisoners. A woman might emerge from the thickets with her arms full of ripe papayas or a whole cooked chicken. Sometimes the Japanese would allow the prisoners to accept these gifts of food, but usually they wouldn't. Often the guards would fly into a rage and attempt to kill any Filipino with the temerity to show such open allegiance toward the American forces. The guards seemed to be of two minds on the question of how to treat the Filipino people. In truth, the Japanese had an enormous political quandary to sort out. On the one hand, the Filipinos had demonstrated their overwhelming fealty to the United States by fighting and dying alongside American soldiers for the previous 4 months. On the other hand, if the Japanese expected to occupy the Philippines with any measure of stability, they would have to win over popular support by granting wide amnesty and showing benevolence at every possible turn. General Homa, for one, espoused a policy of mercy toward the Filipinos, while others within the Japanese high command advocated seizing total control of the populace through acts of terror and immediate retribution for gestures of friendship toward the United States.